Now, more Carl DeMasi on ESPN 104.3 WSEG.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. I'm Carl DeMasi, and I'm glad you could join me, whether it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it may be. I'm glad that you could tune in. And remember, it's the only live show here in Savannah, Georgia, on a Saturday morning, and we're talking sports. That's right, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And this is where we do every week. We bring the good kids on that have done something special. And like I said, my first guest this morning at 9:15 or 9:17 instead of 10:17 was the first Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the weekend. That was James Wohler, graduating senior, going on to the University of South Carolina. He's not going to play golf there, but he was the best golfer in the city, the high school golfer. He won the Savannah City High School Golf Tournament this year at Bacon Park. Well, this young man is a rising junior, no longer a sophomore. He's a rising junior, but I'm telling you, he did everything for the cadets on the 10th. Tennis court. I mean, he went 26-0 this season, and that's in the state playoffs. As a freshman, he went 20-1. He was this year's
I was last year's player of the year.
Well, how about he's back-to-back, the Savannah Morning News, Best of Preps, Tennis Player of the Year. I mean, what more do you want to say? He took his team, led his team. He's probably going to be modest saying that everybody else had something to do with it, too. But they went Benedictine tennis team with Coach Cooper, who's a great guy, took the tennis team to the Elite Eight. They lost a heartbreaker, 3-2, to Model in the state Elite Eight, which was one step from the final floor. But just a great job. And I couldn't get him on because he was playing the state championship. He had tournaments going on, so we fit into his busy schedule because he is on the USTA
Junior? I play USTA Junior Tournaments.
So he does a great job. He's joining us live in the new ESPN Savannah Mall Radio Studio, and this week's second Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week from Benedictine Rising Junior Tennis Player Thomas Carley. Thomas, thanks for coming in, and I'm glad we finally could get this going.
Yeah, it's cool.
So talk a little louder. You got to be as loud as the coach. I don't know if Coach Cooper is as loud as me, but just phenomenal. 46-1 over 2 years. 26-0 perfect this season. It's just something special, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course, back-to-back Savannah Morning News Tennis Player of the Year. So
it was just really cool.
Just special. So you're also playing United States tennis, junior tennis. We'll get to that in a second. But
yes,
you had to start somewhere. When did you pick up the tennis racket?
Well, the first time I picked up a tennis racket was when I was 3 years old. My dad started teaching me how to play in the driveway of our house with a foam tennis ball. And then about 8 years old, I started playing junior tournaments in the USTA.
So dad said, okay, we're going to hit this ball back and forth, see what's going on?
Yep, with the little foam ball.
So back in the day, you probably couldn't be dad, but now you'd probably be dad.
Right? Yeah.
So dad's listening, but Chris Carley, thanks for coming in, bringing him in here. Okay, so tennis. We know you're playing singles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into a tennis match, it's usually individual. It's all on you. But when we talk about Benedictine, we're talking about a team concept where everybody has to win their match. But, you know, what do you like most about the sport? I mean, is it the competition? Is it the team aspect?
Well, I'm used to individuals, so I love competing and everything. And to play on a team is really cool because I'm not used to that. So at BC, it's really cool to play on a team and be a part of it. And, I just love competing. It's just a lot of fun. So,
do they put you in a weight room like they do everybody else?
They do. I took weightlifting this past year and the year before. So
has it helped you?
That's definitely helped me. Yeah, it's helped my game become a lot more powerful. So,
okay, we'll get to that. So we'll talk to about your routine about getting better. But if I had to talk to Coach Cooper, Coach Ken Cooper, the guy's a great guy, former SEC head coach and football coach. He's been doing a lot of sports for a long time. But anyway, if I had to go to Coach Cooper and ask him, what is Thomas's best skill? Is his forehand, backhand, serving, his mental part of the game? What would he say to us about Thomas Carley's tennis game?
He would probably say my forehand is my best shot, and when I'm able to get on offense, I'm able to attack the ball very well. And I think he would probably say in tough situations in my matches, I'm able to tough, frustrating situations, I'm able to stay calm and, you know.
Nice. So, started out with that little foam tennis ball. It's paid off, eh?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we just talked about it, and I know being good friends with Danny Britt and Kevin Farmer and the coaches over there. If I forgot Coach Willits, what if I forget a coach? I apologize. But I know that they try to get every cadet into the weight training program, but it's made you just said, more powerful. Is there a certain routine that you use to make yourself a better tennis player besides lifting weights?
I practice at the Savannah Yacht Club 2 days a week, and I practice at the Landings 1 day a week, and I play with my friends whenever I can, and I just try and play as much as I can.
Is that what you're going to be doing over the summer, playing as much as you can?
This summer I'll be playing more than usual just because I won't have school to worry about.
And, student athlete, that does come first, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So I'll be playing a lot this summer and competing in tournaments and everything. So.
And you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3. I'm talking to my second Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Benedictine Rising Junior tennis player Thomas Carley. Like I just said, 46-1 on the high school circuit here the last 2 years. So going into the season, 26-0, perfect record. Well, the football team was it seems like perfect records go on over BC. They were 15-0. What was your personal goals? Was it to go undefeated or was it just to get better? What was your personal goals?
My personal goal was to win as many matches as I could,
And did you think you'd win 26 without losing?
I don't know about that, but I did it. So
it's pretty impressive.
And, I just tried to help the team do the same, and try and win as many matches as they can.
Now, does Coach Cooper have you guys set a team goal or you just go out there and play as individuals?
Yeah. We'll just go out there and have fun and try our hardest and win the region and try and win state.
No, I mean, you got there. You're one step away. How's it look for next year?
Next year, it's looking good. We're only losing one senior, so Matt Hogan. So it's not going to be as bad because last year we lost five seniors. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're still a young team, but, we're getting older. We're getting better. So,
perfect segue. Give a shout-out. You just said Matt Hogan graduated.
Matt Hogan.
Any other teammates you want to give us that are coming back that you can see is going to make you guys get to that next level?
Andrew Cooley and Will Wong at number 2 and 3 singles. They did a great job this past season, and I know they'll definitely do well next season. And William Goodwin at number 1 doubles and Bruce Green. I know they'll do really good next year just as they did this year.
Well, you got everybody coming back, so there's going to be a big expectation from you guys. So we'll see what happens. Now, Coach Cooper, great guy, soft-spoken as far as I could tell. What does Coach Cooper bring to the Benedictine Military Academy tennis program?
Coach Cooper.
Sorry to interrupt you. Benedictine Military School. It's not an academy. There you go.
Yeah. Coach Cooper really brings the team together, and he really makes gets the best out of us and everything. And since we lost five seniors last year, everyone was thinking we're not going to do as good as we did last year. But Coach Cooper really did a lot to make us the best that we could be.
Any chance of playing any other sports or any other athletics at BC, or is it just tennis?
I think I'm just going to stick to tennis, but I do love playing golf and basketball, and I love all sports all around, but I think I'm going to stick to tennis.
Hey, I mean, you're very good at tennis. You might as well just concentrate on that one. I mean, it doesn't hurt. So now, any time for any other extracurricular activities, like any type of clubs, ROTC, are you a leader? Any other extracurriculars that you're involved in at BC?
I don't have much time because, school and tennis, but I am in the JROTC program, and that definitely helps me out a lot, and helps me with my leadership skills and everything. So yeah.
Now, has high school sports at Benedictine help you as far as your tennis goes? I mean, tell us, what playing high school tennis at BC means to you.
It's really awesome because it allows me to be a part of a team, and my whole life I've been so used to playing individually, so it's really cool to be a part of something and, become really good friends with everyone on the team. So, it's really cool because I'm not, used to that kind of thing.
And you're listening to Thomas Carley, Rising Junior Benedictine, the Savannah Morning News Tennis Player of the Year, back-to-back high school best of preps tennis player, back-to-back, 46-1 over the last 2 years in high school tennis. Let's throw the tennis out. What's it like being a student at Benedictine?
It's really awesome. It's been a really cool experience so far. I homeschooled my eighth grade year, and then we moved to Savannah right before my freshman year, so I'm new to BC and everything. So It's been really cool so far, and my grandfather and his brother went to BC, so you know, so I knew a little bit about it coming in to my freshman
fall in
year.
Line, as they say over there, right? Fall in line. So yeah. We talked about the U.S. Junior Tennis Association circuit. What are your plans for this summer?
This summer, I'm going to be playing in those USTA junior tournaments, and I'll be practicing a lot, playing, you know, a lot more than I usually do. So it should be fun. It should be a fun summer.
Any rankings or anything?
Any rankings?
In Georgia?
I'll be competing.
I think
trying to get the highest ranking I can.
You rank like right now 28th in Georgia in your age group?
In my age group.
That's pretty impressive. Two more years to go at BC. Two more years playing all. What do you see yourself doing in the future? College tennis, things like that. What do you want to be?
Well, my ultimate goal is to play tennis in college. I'm not exactly sure where I want to go, but it would be awesome to play at a Division I college.
Nice. Yeah. Any kind of, throw now, dad, mom, that mom and dad are listening. Throw the tennis out of sight. Any idea yet what you might want to do after tennis?
I don't know. I may want to go into business, but I'm not quite sure yet. I'll start thinking about that next year.
Well, if you haven't been listening, you just turn on that radio in the car and at home on the computer or on your smartphone. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're finishing up our Weatherington, our second Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Benedictine rising tennis player Thomas Carley, unbelievable 2-year career at Benedictine on the high school circuit. He's 46-1. He's ranked 28th on the United States Junior Tennis Association in the state of Georgia. Just a phenomenal tennis player. Back-to-back awards from the Savannah Morning News. So maybe he might be a four-peat. Not putting any pressure on you now, Thomas. But Dr. Bart Weatherington loves high school sports, loves our young athletes, and that's why he's been my sponsor for this award for almost 7 years now. That's why you're this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from May 27th, Thomas Carley from Benedictine Military School Tennis. Keep up the great work, and let's make a habit of this.
Thank you very much.
We'll see how you improve. Good luck this summer in the tennis circuit.
All right, thank you.
Let's give him his due, and then we get out of here, get some pictures. Remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. Yeah, he works on backs and other body parts. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room. While at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, Friday, right here in Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and then on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, Dr. Nicholas Murray from Georgia Southern University Concussion Research Department. Talk about sports and injuries, and this man has a lot to say about what goes on with concussions, and it's not just football, people. And we'll find out what he's got to say. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.